The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. Hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. And when they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, in today's Gospel, coming from the book of Luke, and tomorrow, we're going to be in Jericho. We're in Jericho here for the blind man. We'll be in Jericho again in tomorrow's gospel for a different story. So let me just say a few words about Jericho. Jericho does not have a prominent place in the life of Jesus. He's passing through Jericho. And he only went once to Jericho as I see it. I mean, if you read some commentaries, they'll tell you he went twice. Because in Mark and in Matthew, in Mark chapter 10 and Matthew chapter 20, he's going through Jericho and he heals two men who were blind. But most scholars believe it's all one story, but it was told differently. This is one man who is blind. Jericho is a very interesting place, and we should know something about it. It's in the West Bank, what we call the West Bank. You read about the West Bank. That's the West Bank of the River Jordan. It's today a Palestinian territory. It's a large Palestinian city today. Residents today, about 25,000, about the size of South Pasadena. We're about 25,000 here. It's a lively place. It's a prosperous place. It's in the Jericho Valley, which is like our Central Valley. It's a place where the climate, it's very warm, very hot in the summertime. And they produce lots of tropical fruit and lots of agriculture in the Jericho Valley. In the winter, it's the place where the rich and the famous would go in the winter because the winter were warm down there. Herod had his winter palace in Jericho when it got cool up in Jerusalem. He went down to Jericho. A few more remarkable things about Jericho. It's said to be the oldest walled city in the world. 10,000 years before Christ, Jericho was a walled city. It is the lowest below sea level in the world. It's 800 feet below sea level. And keep in mind that when Jesus goes from Jericho up to Jerusalem, it's about 15 miles from Jericho up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is 2,300 feet above sea level. So he's going to travel up in 15 miles, about 3,000 feet up the hill. So you can see how, when you look at the life of Jesus, there were extraordinary people in the manner in which they walked. The walk from up north, from the Sea of Galilee to Jerusalem, about 65 miles. And now they get down to Jericho, and he has 15 miles of a climb of 3,000 feet or so. So you get some feel for who this Jesus was and what his life was like. In this reading here, we have the blind man. Now, he's blind. He's unsighted. But he can see what others cannot see because he sees with the eyes of faith. When he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David," that's a messianic title. And Luke wants you to know that. That's a recognition that he is the messianic person. The others did not know that. They were following him, but they did not profess that he was a messianic person, but the blind man did. So the blind man is a person who sees with the eyes of faith. And when you see with the eyes of faith, you can see things that other people miss. That's why when he heals him, Jesus says, your faith has saved you. So now, what does he say to us today? Journey through this day with the intent of seeing with the eyes of faith. See the poor person, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in need. See the person who needs to be forgiven. Your Jesus Christ forgiving the person. You can see the person needs to be lifted up. Whatever you do today, be kind, be generous, bless people. See with the eyes of faith. And when you see with the eyes of faith, you will see the messianic Jesus, the Lord and Savior. You will experience the Lord and Savior. So today's gospel in Jericho will urge us to walk through this day aware of God's presence, to pray, Lord, let me see with the eyes of faith. And it could change our day. Now, we have a golf tournament today, as you know, so I'll be challenged to see with the eyes of faith. So I'll do my best. We pause now for a moment of prayer.